We learned that Rav said a chuppah done by a kohen to a woman who is puzzled to him does have significance on its own. But Shmuel said it does not. Rami Bachama said that it would actually be dependent on the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. How so? According to Rav Meir, who says that kedushin with a woman who is puzzled to a kohen will prevent her from eating truma, then chuppah will do the same. According to Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, who said that kedushin will not prevent a woman from eating truma, chuppah will also not prevent her from doing so. Maybe that Rav Meir only holds that way regarding kedushin through which he is kohen to her, but chuppah, which doesn't create a kinyan, maybe it's treated differently. Also, maybe the Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon only hold that way regarding kedushin, but chuppah, which is closer to having bia, maybe is treated differently and maybe she becomes puzzled even for truma then. Rather, we have to say Zakh Demora that's dependent on a different machlekes among Tanami and Abraisa. The Abraisa says if a kohen entered a suin by going forward with chuppah but not yet having had bia with a woman who was valid for him or who wasn't valid for him, he has to support her and she may eat truma. Rabbi Shmuel and son of Rabbi Yechon Abraika says that only a woman who could eat truma after having bia with her husband can eat truma after having undergone chuppah with him. We see from here that Tanakama holds that chuppah does not have the significance like having had bia, and Rabbi Shmuel says that it does. Maybe that Rabbi Shmuel holds like her mayor, and the reason that she may not eat is that she had undergone a kedushin. Although he states that it's a function of bia, that may have been said for consistency with the chosen verbiage of the Tanakama, but he may actually mean that it's a function of kedushin. So no raya from there. Zakhtumar of Amram said that Rav Sheish is taught that the significance to chuppah done to a woman who is puzzled to the man, and he brings a proof from Mishnah regarding Saita. Mishnah says that Saita has to swear that she had not been mezana when she was in Arusa or in Asua or Shemer as Yavam or even fully married as a Yavama. Now, when it says that she swears regarding when she was in Arusa, it can't be taken literally because an Arusa is not given to drink. It also can't be where she was warned when she was in Arusa and then drinks as in a suah, because if the husband had beer with her after having warned her, she doesn't drink. It must be that she underwent chuppah without beer, and we see that there's significance to chuppah done to someone who was puzzled to him. Rava said you can't bring a right from this mission. The mission is not correct as written because we learned that a woman only drinks when she had bia with her husband before having a mezana, and therefore, if they never had bia over here, so then how could she be given to drink at all? Rabbi Bachama said the case may be discussing where she had bia with her husband as an arusa, even though it wasn't the proper thing for her to do. And therefore, she did have bia before she was mezana. In fact, that answer can't work in the case of Yavama, because if he had bia with her, then he would be fully kind to her. You can't say it's following Shmuel, who says that he's only kind to her with respect to things mentioned in the pasuk, because we're trying to bring a proof to Rav, and Rav says he's kind to her in every respect, even if he doesn't have in mind for the mitzvah. And for the Gemara, we're talking about a case in the Mishnah where he gave her Maimer after having warned her, and we're following Beis Shammai, who say that Mame creates a full kinyan. That would be the same case as in Arusa, so why would the Mishnah list them separately? Mar says Arusa was written for the case of his own wife, someone he chose, and this case was written for when he takes someone else's wife, meaning the Yavama. We find the same thing where it says an Asua and a Knusa, one's referring to a wife of his choosing, one's referring to a Yavama. The Papa said the Mishnah follows the Shita that we give a Saita to drink even if she hadn't had beer with her husband first, and even if she had beer with her husband after having been mezana. Nachum Yitzchak says that really this happened after Nesuit in the case. The reason she swears regarding her Erisin is because of Gilgul Shua, which says that once we make her swear regarding one thing, we can make her swear regarding other things as well, and even though those other things would not have brought about an obligation to swear on their own. Zakhun Merbchanin and Rabbi Yechanan said if one does Maimer to his Yavama while he has another brother, even if he's a Kayan and she's a daughter, and she's a daughter of a Kayan, she may no longer eat Truma until the Yibim is done, because they're so she is equally waiting for bia of either brother. However, darabanan, if the second brother were to do bia with her, it would be aser, it would be a bia psula, and therefore she's in some way, that way, awaiting a bia psula, and that's why she can't eat truma. She becomes puzzled for truma for right now. Who is this said according to? According to our mayor, it's only when the bia is puzzled deraisa that it makes her prohibited to eat truma. According to our brothers and Shimon, even when waiting for a bia which is puzzled deraisa, they say she can eat truma. So surely in this case, when she's, if anything, waiting for it for a bia that's puzzled derabanan, for sure she'd be able to eat truma. Ravin said that Rabbi Yechanan actually said if a yavam does maimer, all would agree she may continue to eat truma. If there's a brother who is a chalol, because bia with him would make her puzzled deraisa, all would agree that she cannot eat truma. Even our brothers and Shimon would hold that way over here because he doesn't have the ability to make a woman allowed to eat truma in any other. In any case, the machlokes would be where the yavam gave a get. Rabbi Yechanan says that she may continue eating truma even according to Rabbi Meir, because bia with her at this point would only be also derabbanan. Rish Lakish says that she may no longer eat truma even according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, because since the giving of a get never has the ability to make a woman eat truma, so over here also the giving of a get to her cannot be the thing that causes her now to eat truma. Mishnah sent his armelo and his oynis gaushu v'chulor. Rabbi Chiva Yosef asked Shmuel if a kohen gadol gave kedushin to a girl when she was a minor, a katana, and she became a big Garris, which is over 12 and a half years old, which we'll learn in the next Mishnah, is someone who a Kayan Gadol may not be allowed to marry, someone who's a Begaris. So if he gave her a Kedushin when she was a Katana, but she became a begeres while she was still in Arusa, is he allowed to go ahead with the Nisuin? Because do we follow the time of Erisin? Or do we follow the time of the Nisuin? So if we follow the time of Erisin, she was a Ketana, B'shas Erisin, and he's allowed to marry her. If we follow the time of the Nisuin, he can't marry her because she's not a Ketana then. The Shmuel said we can learn from our Mishnah that the Nisuin is the determining time. Why? Because the Mishnah says if the women became widowed or divorced from Erisin, they're still allowed to eat Truma, but from the Nisuin, they're not allowed to eat Truma. We see that Nisuin is the critical time. Chiyah Bar Yosef said that only teaches at what point she becomes a Chalola, and we know that it's a time of Bia. That's why it follows in Nisuin. However, my question was regarding the pasuk of Vahu Isha Bivsuleo Yikach. Is the Yikach, the taking, referring to Erisin and Nisuin? Shmuel said we can learn from a Mishnah that says that if a Kohen gave Kedushin to a widow and he was then appointed as a Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to continue with the marriage. We see that the time of Erisin is a critical time. Chiyah Yosef said that may be because of the extra word in the pasuk which says Yikach Isha. Maybe these words can also teach the, in the case of a question also that it's mutter. And we can't learn out two drushes from the fact that there's an extra word. It's more logical to allow the case of a widow taken before he was a Kohen Gadol, because in that case her body didn't physically change. Whereas the taking of a girl who then became a begeris waiting for Nisuin, there the body physically changed. So it may be that in that case we would say that it is usur.